This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
You know, life happens. Mm-hmm. You think you're having a bad day. Would you consider, say you're having a disagreement with a loved one, would you consider technology to help settle the argument? New, going viral. For relationships, I want this, I want that, you're right, I'm wrong, you're both wrong, right? You know, you're having a disagreement. Would you consider Chat GPT to settle the argument? You type it in, and whatever it says, that's the settlement there. You know what I mean? Huh. End of story. Would you consider that, or is it better to still just try to work it out, work out your differences with a loved one?
I think I would be even more upset if AI sided with the person I was in an argument with, then for that reason, it's off the table.
So you're saying no, because it's going viral right now. Okay, you know, whatever. You need to do more chores. No, I do enough chores. All right, let's ask Chat GPT. Anyway, that's just one example.
Think of all the money you'd save in counseling.
Oh, so you're saying
we need to go to counseling.
No, we don't. We just need to put it into Chat GPT.
There you go. That's another angle. Saving
money.
Just
saying.
You know what? We should try it ourselves. Let's consider a disagreement we're having.
Well, and pick let's just, one.
Let's try it. And if you've ever done it, let us know. 585-252-WBEE. Are you in on this new viral thing? Let the AI
I would have never
decide.
Thought of that. But if Steve saw me pick up my phone mid conversation and just start typing in our disagreement. I don't know. I mean, you both would have to be on board with it for
right.
sure. But I don't think it's a bad idea.
Okay. All right. We got to think of something. You got anything on top of your head? What can you think of a disagreement we have? It could be something simple, like what to have for lunch today or breakfast or what time we should come in. Should we come in earlier or later? What do you think we should put in there and just test it? We'll give it a try. We'll give you the results next. We're going to think of a good disagreement okay. we're going to have. AI, should it help you settle an argument? We are diving deep into this, and we're not alone. You're not alone. On our Donuts Delight text line, many are saying, yay, nay, but they do use some form of AI.
This says, I don't think we need to use technology to interfere with human interactions already more than it has, but I have used AI to help me craft a closure letter after our relationship ended.
Oh, wow.
A closure letter? Am I supposed to be putting together letters?
Well,
when a relationship ends?
You don't have a relationship ending. You're married.
Well, I had plenty of relationships
yeah,
that ended.
Artificial intelligence wasn't around.
Correct.
When those were happening.
I would have never thought to use that.
TJ wants to go back to the future.
Yeah, I know. I don't
Say,
know.
Look what's crafted now.
I didn't write any letters. I'll just leave it at that.
This texter said, if my son cannot make a decision, he uses Siri to make up his mind.
Oh, anybody in the room do that? Use Siri? Answer a question?
No, but I should start outsourcing decision making.
Oh,
be like,
my gosh.
If the weather is 75 degrees today, should I wear my sparkly top or should I wear my striped shirt?
Siri answers, if that's your biggest problem today, you're doing okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Why does Siri sound like TJ?
We're talking about how people are now solving their differences using AI, especially in relationships. They type in the disagreement they're having, ChatGPT, and we said, let's create one. Let's see how it helps us.
Just something simple. So I typed in, help solve an argument with three people on a morning radio show, which one should make the next pot of coffee?
Oh, that's your question.
That was the whole, like, okay, help solve this. Mm-hmm. It says, that's a classic morning radio dilemma. You've got three people. They all want to avoid the responsibility of making the next pot of coffee. Here's a way to break the deadlock. So first, ask if there's a coffee maker volunteer. If that doesn't work for the three of us, we then are supposed to play rock, paper, scissors.
That's what AI's telling us.
AI says we need to play a rock, paper, scissors showdown, best 2 out of 3.
Wow. Here we
and
go.
And that
already?
Is how we solve our differences.
What? So they didn't really solve it. They told us to play another game to solve it.
Well, they told us how. They helped us to come up with a way to solve it.
Yeah.
They're not going to tell us, oh, the number 3 or whatever.
Is Nose Goes the next one on there? Might as well.
I don't know about AI now, ChatGPT solving things. They're telling us to play rock, paper, scissors. Okay. Kathy's on the phone. She wants to talk about her son Cameron because for the closures, you know, some of the texters said they've used that closure letters for ending a relationship, and ChatGPT has helped.
Well, not even just that. If you're going to end a relationship, and I got to give props to my son. I must have raised him right, because he was going to end a relationship after 2 years. He was in college. His girlfriend was in college. And she did the normal college thing with a little bit too much partying. He's a very serious kind of kid. And he drove home from Bowling Green, Ohio, 8-hour drive, just on a weekend, so that he could end it in person. He said, Mom, a gentleman does not end things with a phone call, with an email, or with a letter. You do it face to face. She deserves that.
Wow.
And I was like, dang.
You raised the right.
Did I do that?
Dang. Kathy, thanks for sharing that with your son. Okay, let's make that part of the world's easiest contest. He didn't use AI. He didn't do a phone call. He didn't do a text. How did her son break up saying she deserves this? Face to face. Says that's what gentlemen do. Call number 19. Say that back to us. You win tickets. Go see Sarah Evans, 585-252-WBEE. You know our number, 252-9233. Good morning, Coffee Club. TJ Bowe and producer Hope. And Dan, where are you listening to the Bee right now?
We're in Farmington, New York.
Okay, who's we? Who else is in the car?
Just me.
Oh, okay.
Me, myself, and I.
Oh, all three of you carpooling.
That's right.
Wow, isn't that special?
It's Dan the man.
All right, call number 19, the world's easiest contest. We're talking about how AI and ChatGPT can help solve disagreements with you and your partner, even closure letters. But Kathy called in and said her son Cameron did it a gentleman way, not AI, not a phone call, not a text. How did he do his breakup?
In person, face to face.
Yeah!
Oh, Dan, congratulations. You're going to go see Sarah Evans. Now you have 2 tickets.
All right.
Who are you going to take with you?
I don't know. I guess I'm going to have to use AI and decide between my wife or my daughter.
They will absolutely love it. It's Sarah Evans' 21 Days of Christmas tour at Del Lago Resort and Casino. And it's happening Saturday, a nice Saturday, December 21st.
Great. Can't wait.
Enjoy, and tell everybody who you love waking up and winning with every single morning.
WBEE. Always love waking up to you guys. You're a fun time and great to hear from you.
Oh, thank you so much. By the way, have you ever won with us before?
Nope, this is the first time.
First time winner! Guitars and Stars last night, Chris Lane was great. And talking to him before the show, I was like, hey, who are you buds with in the country business? He goes, oh, Randy Houser and I live on the same street. We hang out quite a bit.
Yeah.
So Chris Lane was like, yeah, I'm tight with Randy Houser. Luke Combs, he's tight with. They're both from the North Carolina area. And when Luke Combs was in college, Chris Lane's a little bit older, Luke Combs would come to bars that Chris Lane was playing in and asked to come on stage and sing with him. And he had a good voice, so Chris Lane fooled around them. Little does he know.
Luke Combs.
Exactly. He also said, do you think I should try a new song tonight? Do you think the B listeners will enjoy a new song? And we were all like, well, what's it about? He goes, it's about relationships and a dog. And we go, go for it.
Yeah, and absolutely. And so he performed What Am I Supposed to Tell the Dog?
Our daughter, Jessie, loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective, too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.